Welcome to the CDH Conversations podcast, Human Rights Edition. I am one of your podcast resident hosts, Wibelo, and in today's conversation, we will be talking about the value of human rights and why it's important for organizations to remain dedicated to fiercely promoting, protecting, and enforcing them in our spaces and society at large. I'm joined by a senior associate from our pro bono and human rights department, Gift Clever, and the founder of NPO Book Iboni, Mpumelelo Mpumi Mtinso. So during the month of April, we celebrate Freedom Day, which commemorates South Africa's first non-racial democratic elections. And it obviously comes on the back of another important month, March, where we are called to remember the sacrifices that were made to achieve our democracy. And I think these holidays remind us to reflect on our human rights and also to transform our present state as we continue to build towards a better future. So gentlemen, please, let's kickstart this conversation. Mpumi, I'm going to ask you to start by maybe introducing what Book Iboni is about and the role that it serves in our community. And then Gift, I'll hand over to you to share the relationship between Book Iboni and CDH.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Wibelo. So my name is Mpumelelo Mtinso. I come from a company called Book Iboni. And the word Iboni, basically a township slang for a bicycle. So the company was called Book a Bicycle, but then later on I changed it to Book Iboni. And we're based in Vilakazi Street in Soweto, one of the most visited streets that we have in Johannesburg. And we do tours in and around the historical township of Soweto, but we specialize in bicycle tours. And we offer discounted bicycle tours to anyone that donates a book when they book their tour with us. And then we collect all those books and donate them to community libraries in and around Soweto. For us, this is just a way of giving back, but also just giving kids from our community access to books and education. And that's how we play our part in our society. And so with our company, we also have a division where we have youth cycling programs, because the sports of cycling is still quite an expensive sport for people of our community. So we try to give them access to cycling and things like those, but mainly focus on children. And that's what Book Iboni does.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that introduction, Mpumi. Gift, I'm going to hand over to you to very briefly tell us, you know, the relationship between CDH and Book Iboni.
Thanks, Wibelo. Our relationship really emanates from our duties within the firm as a human rights practice and a pro bono practice. So one of our key areas, Wibelo, in the work that we do is focus around the right to access to basic education. So a sizable amount of our work is focused around that angle. And this goes beyond the legal stuff that we do. It also involves the CSR initiatives that we are obligated to do. So beyond just the legalities, just the legal work that we do, we try and find ways to engage and collaborate with organizations on the ground that have, you know, a proven track record in social empowerment activities. Work and the footprints that goes beyond the speeches and the news headlines. So when we introduced to Book Iboni and we reviewed their work, it occurred to us that they are an organization that fits, you know, perfectly to what we believe in and the principles that we espouse. So we initially engaged them on a Mandela Month initiative, and then our, you know, we both had a very deliberate approach on how we want our relationship to go forward. I mean, the work of Book Iboni is very crucial. You know, when we started doing impactful work around the right to access to education and literature, in our work, we found that there is no national policy for school libraries, which compels school and governing bodies to have a library in their schools. It is thus not surprising that only 21% of state schools has had libraries by 2017, and only 77% of those had stocked libraries, and 79% of those schools had no libraries at all. This is a significant problem. If we really want to make an impact and sort of like impact the future of the younger ones into a more prosperous path, we've got an obligation to, you know, to collaborate with these organizations that are making real, admirable and necessary impact on the ground. So in a nutshell, our relationship with Book Iboni is founded on those principles and values.
Sure, that's a lot, gentlemen. I think I'm obviously listening to the both of you and I'm quite inspired by the work that you do. And I'm very proud, obviously, as a CDHer to hear about the work that our pro bono and human rights department is doing on the ground to ensure that we can be the change that we want to see in our country. I'm going to come back to you, Mpumi. Maybe you can tell us a bit around how do you identify the community libraries that you will work with? And if you can tell us about any projects or initiatives that you're going to be rolling out in the course of Freedom Month.
Because we live in the community of Soweto, we see these community libraries that are around us. So in many cases whereby these community libraries are ran by omakhulu, like our grandmothers, or like a retired teacher, or someone with that sort of a background, what they do, they will convert part of their home, or they will open it to children of the community to come in to do homeworks, or if they have projects that require old magazines or pictures from old magazines, newspapers and stuff like that, then that's what they'll try to provide. So because we live in the community, we see those makulus, those grandmothers and aunts and uncles doing that kind of work, then we get ourselves involved. So obviously with the books that we collect from our tours, when we offer discounted bicycle tours, we then take those books to those community libraries. So that's how we identify those community libraries. But also with social media, we sometimes ask if does anyone know of a community library that might need books and maybe sometimes stationery. And then we then identify those libraries according to what people say. And in the month of April, we will be having an initiative called Tour the Libraries. So Tour the Libraries is basically us getting together as a community, donating books and then cycling from Vilakazi Street, where we are based as Bokiboni, to whichever community library that we're going to be donating books to. So this year, it's going to be on the 15th of April, where we're going to be cycling to a number of community libraries in and around Soweto. So yeah, so Tour the Libraries basically just balances the sightseeing from a bicycle, the touring of the township, but also with an impactful initiative of donating a book. So we always ask people about can they please donate a book that they would donate to their own children and not old, outdated books and stuff like that, because those really, they just fill up the libraries and no one uses them. So we need like books that are relevant to children and stuff like that. So we'll be doing Tour the Libraries, which is a bicycle ride to community libraries to donate books on the 15th of April. And then on the 16th, we'll be cycling from Soweto with books on our backs to Funda Bale Park, which is in the Vaal. There is a school there that reached out to us and asked us to collect books for them for their primary school. And so that's what we'll be doing. So that's the initiative. It's a two-day initiative. There's a shorter route on the 15th, which is for Soweto, because charity begins at home. And that's where we are from. And that's where the company is based. So we start at home in Soweto, cycling around, donating books, making an impact in our own community. And then the following day, then we reach out to other places outside of Soweto. So that's what we'll be doing.
How exciting. So would I be correct in saying that the one on the 15th is inclusive of even us cycling novices, and then the longer ride to Funda Bale Park is obviously then open to the more cycling enthusiasts?
Yes, definitely. So that's why we've set it up like that. Because there's a lot of people that, I mean, have books collecting dust at home, but are not really cyclists, but they wouldn't mind sweating a bit to make an impact in the education space. So that's why we have the very short one. We usually call it like a social ride with an impact, because it attracts all sorts of people. And then obviously the one on the 16th is for cycling enthusiasts that don't mind cycling 100 kilometers to go donate books.
Gift, maybe you can then tell us how CDHs and you know, our wide network of clients, friends, partners, anyone that's interested can get involved.
Yeah, so we will be putting up a communique in the form of a poster that will have all of this information available to those that are keen and interested. And we're going to be sharing it with everyone within the firm and our clients and anyone else within our immediate sphere of influence. But yeah, people can reach out to me at gift.caba@cdhlegal.com for further inquiries. And I would encourage people to really make, you know, the utmost attempts to be part of this. And if they are not able to necessarily be part of Todi Libraries, there's many other initiatives that we're going to be collaborating on with Bookie going forward. I think people must just keep the interest and keep their ear on the ground. And one thing I want to say, Wipilus, these initiatives, the good thing about them is that you are able to trace impact. You are able to have real and empirical evidence to see what kind of difference you are making in a community. If I could make an example, one of the organizations that we collaborated with that does similar work with Bookie Pony, we started a library in one of the schools in Soweto that did not have library at all around 2018. And we made it a world-class facility. And immediately, a year after, the matric results of that school significantly improved. It was something that the whole community was very proud of. And the school was able to produce learners that, you know, attained results that enabled them to go to universities such as UCT and the University of the Western Cape. So being part of these initiatives, it's sort of like rewarding in that sense, because you can see what kind of impact you are able to make in the lives of young people in these under-resourced communities.
And I think to me, GIFT, I think it also then speaks to the values of our firm and, you know, just genuinely the kind of values that we want our people to espouse to as, you know, as community leaders, as agents for social change. And partnering with organizations such as Bookie Pony also then gives us an opportunity for people to have, you know, their personal fulfillment in other ways outside of their office by making that kind of impact. So I really just want to thank both the Pro Bono and Human Rights Department, as well as Bookie Pony for, you know, for putting together these kinds of initiatives and making them available to not just us as CDHs, but to the communities at large and to the people that are impacted through the work that we do. So really just a resounding thank you on my side on behalf of the firm. I will be closing off this discussion today with one of my favorite quotes from Nelson Mandela, and I think it just fits in so nicely with the theme of today's conversation. And the quote is, "Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." And I encourage you all, CDHs and beyond, friends and affiliates, clients, etc., be the change that you want to see. Let's follow through on, you know, the themes for the month. Get involved and have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.